Are you navigating the choppy waters of a spiritual awakening? Perhaps you have wondered if your past lives affect your current life. Or maybe you're just looking for healing and validation from your spirit guides. If any of these things have crossed your mind, consider an Akashic Records reading. Hi, I'm Akashic Beck, a psychic medium, numerologist, and certified Akashic Records reader, and I'm here to help my clients live authentically and in alignment with their highest selves. Visit my website, www.akashicbeck.com, for more information. Trigger warning. This episode of Soul Prince discusses mental health issues and suicide. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Soul Prince podcast. I'm your host, Akashic Beck, and I'm so tickled to be able to share our guest with you today. But before I begin, Soul Prince is dedicated to the pursuit of purpose. And one of the ways that we pursue that is through navigating our spiritual awakening. You know, sometimes our awakening is subtle and gradual, like following breadcrumbs through uncharted territory. Sometimes it's difficult, like a dark night of the soul, kind of like how mine started. And sometimes it is very intense and drastic. And your rug of beliefs is pulled out from underneath you overnight. And you find yourself questioning everything and doing a 180. So today's guest is going to be sharing her awakening experience with all of you. She is a beautiful rainbow intuitive goddess, is how I would describe her. She is a quantum awakener and channeler. She is also a musician and has her own podcast called Let's Be Friends, and soon to be published author, Kara Mosher. Welcome, Kara, to the podcast.
Thank you for that beautiful explanation about me. I really appreciate hearing that. And thank you. I'm honored to be a guest on your podcast. Thank you for asking me back. You were one of the first to do a live with me when I started sharing online last year. And so I'm so happy to be able to return that and be a guest on your podcast.
Yes, it's coming full circle.
Absolutely. And the best relationships are that way. You know what I mean? Where it's equal and we're both there for each other and we both offer to each other and receive as well.
Absolutely. And I'm so excited for, you know, my listeners to discover you and what you're about. I feel like you have very authentic energy. Mm-hmm. And I love just hearing everything that you talk about on your Instagram, your social media. And I can't wait for you to share a little piece of yourself and your story with everyone, because I feel like you have a really incredible story.
Thanks. I've been trying, like when you were explaining the different awakenings at the beginning, I was like trying so hard to not laugh when you were talking about the ones where you just question everything and everything changes in an instant, because that was mine.
Right.
That's why I say I'm a quantum awakener, because that's the way I chose to awaken. And right. So that I feel like that's the vibration that I offer, because there is an awakening going on. We are, you know, remembering that we are more than this life that we are living here now. We're infinite beings and we're limitless, and our potential is much greater than we've been taught here. And so what happened with me, I'll just give a quick synopsis about my awakening. And I am publishing my memoir, Here Comes Trouble, on September 22nd, which goes into big detail on this. And
yes.
And so I was, I'll just start about 10 years ago, I was misdiagnosed bipolar and fell right into that whole trap that I was broken. I was miserable. I mean, I'd had anger outbursts and suicide ideations and lots of just emotional problems. I had checked out, you know. I took 30,000 pills I never needed over that decade that I was misdiagnosed by 5 psychiatrists, just to find out that I did not have bipolar. I had what is instead called borderline personality disorder, which is the same symptoms as bipolar. It's a personality disorder. Bipolar is a mood disorder. Mood mm-hmm. disorders like depression and, you know, schizophrenia, bipolar, and those are treated with medications. And then personality disorders are actually treated with therapies. And so I was told after 10 years, essentially, that I was, because when you're bipolar, you're done. There's no solution. You're sick for life. You're broken. You're not fixable. You're chained to psychiatric appointments, your medications, everything. You're never going to get better. It's a trap. And right. I fell into it. But finding out that I didn't have it and that I didn't need these pills, I could cry, but it was a godsend. It was miracles exist. I mean, not just us living right now, but God comes and speaks to us like this and says, no, no, I have a different path for you. You aren't broken. You aren't sick. You aren't unfixable here. Instead, we're giving you this different label, borderline personality disorder. And so I did dialectical behavioral therapy, which is the treatment instead of pills. I took 8 months to titrate with the blessing of Big Pharma and my psychiatrist. I mean, that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
I titrated off my pills and I did dialectical behavioral therapy, which is 1/3 mindfulness, 1/3 interpersonal effectiveness skills, which is how to talk to other people and ask for the things that you need. And then 1/3 emotional regulation, which is learning to feel and understand myself. So basically that was the huge Kickstarter kind of in advance to me waking up. And just think of like my body, like I learned how to feel deeper. I learned how to understand myself. I learned how to be in the moment in that therapy program, which I think anybody can do dialectical behavioral therapy. In fact, you can just order the workbook like off Amazon for $20 and work that on your own. And it's for everybody. These are basic skills like taking a deep breath, walking away, saying how you feel out loud, like I'm anxious, and then going, well, how does that feel in my body? I mean, just literally like learning to be okay being yourself, and that, you know, your needs matter and you're allowed to say no to people. And those kinds of little things changed my life. And so I did that therapy, and then COVID hits.
Oh, and
I'm getting off my pills, you know, and at this point I, you know, I had no clue. And I was very, very afraid at first. And then I started questioning things. I started doing loving kindness meditations to the people I hated more than anything. It was a skill. And I suddenly started shifting and showing love for these people. And one of them, this is just funny, and I won't go too far, is Donald Trump, because I hated him more than anyone in the world. Obviously, I had my reasons. No matter where you stand on that, you can understand. But all of a sudden, I started sending him love. And it was crazy. It sparked me discovering what was happening on a deeper level in this world, which it was like a, like, oh my God, this world isn't what we think, like at all. Big Pharma wasn't trying to help me. That was actually they're a for profit business. And then I did ayahuasca, and I had this whole crazy healing of deep healing and trauma experience, because those sacred medicines really do that. I'm very big into sacred medicine. A really powerful mushroom trip, which I write about all of these particular instance in my memoir, where I call it my baptism. And it just like, I cleaned myself out from the pills. I did the therapy and learned to understand myself. I started showing love to people I hated more than anyone. My guide started showing me what was really going on in this world. The news actually was fake. We'll just leave it at that. I think people are all understanding in their own way what's real, what's not real, or what's what here. But I don't want to go too much into that part of this. But then I did the ayahuasca. I cleaned myself out. I did the mushrooms. And then I started realizing how psychic I was. I connected with this medium in fall 2020, and she just started telling me, and I had these calls recorded, which is really interesting. I put some of them on my podcast, where she starts saying things like, oh, the first time, oh, your pineal gland is cleaned out. Congratulations. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And she's like, you're going to start hearing voice of spirit. Your ear chakras have aligned. And I was like, huh? And then she's like, oh yeah. She's like, you have all of the, cause she's really psychic. And you know, like I say often it takes a psychic to activate a psychic. Cause she just starts telling me, you have all of the channels and they're all going to open up. And your guides, like she guided me through it. And so my psychic abilities blasted open at the end of my awakening, and I started even having experiences with interdimensional beings, which is crazy, but it's real. I've seen them. I've communicated with them. So yeah, that's just kind of a snippet to my awakening. I don't know. I didn't want to, sometimes it could go really long, but I just wanted to give the highlights.
That's some snippet.
Yeah, I know. Right? That was literally my snippet. I know. Isn't that funny? It was like 10 minutes long.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, there's so much involved and, you know, we really could break it all down into each individual moment, but you know, this podcast is only an hour. So
yeah, I know. I'm going to keep keeping
we'll
that
give
in mind.
Everybody the condensed version.
If
that's
you need
okay.
more Sarah, believe me, I'm putting a lot of content out there. Like all I'm doing is sharing my awakening. Now, like I actually posted this morning, I was going through old pictures and I saw like, I had a Fauci shirt that I was wearing in 2020. That was like a knockoff Gucci shirt. You know, like the word mm-hmm. Fauci is kind of like Gucci. And I was just like, wow, like, I was a big fan of him then and not so much now. And then I had like pictures of just me, like basically I went to the pharmacy once with kitchen gloves on, sunglasses and a mask and a trench coat because I was so fearful. And then it's just like, I'm just like, this is, I am proof, you guys, people can change. Like, it's not just about COVID at all. It's just like one situation where I was like, wow, this is like, I just want to share with everybody like that. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to wake up. It's okay to question what's going on around you. And like, mm-hmm. most of all, it's okay to let the old version of you go so you can step into the new upgraded version of yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. And yes, I mean, you know, I welcome any and all beliefs and ideologies that people have. And I mean, that's what Soul Prince is about. It's about welcoming everyone, because everyone's beliefs and perceptions matter, and you know, your experience matters, and they're, you know, I want people to share that about themselves and why they feel the way that they do about certain things. And that goes for, you know, our society and what's going on in it right now. It's very important that we, you know, hold space for everybody.
Yeah.
And not chastise people.
Right.
I personally have received so many messages about how we really all need to come together at this time and, you know, hold space for people and where they're at, no matter where they're at, you know,
yes.
as far as their awakening goes, as far as their beliefs go, because they're all valid.
Absolutely. You know, I love what you're saying. And in the post that I made of the pictures of myself, just kind of chronologically showing how I had shifted, I say, let's make sure to have love and compassion for everybody who still like hasn't made those shifts, because it's just what you're saying. Like, we do need to come together. Like you say mm-hmm. that I could practically cry. Like, it's so true, because we're all human beings. We all want love. We all want the same things. We all want happiness, comfort, a place to live, to spend time with our family and watch our kids grow up and just have good, happy lives, because we were meant to be that way. And we're not supposed to be like picking sides and picking teams and not allowing people in because they think differently. It's like, no, that's not what Jesus would do. And Jesus has been coming into my life huge lately, which is a huge another part of my awakening I didn't ever knew would come. It's so beautiful. But that's what Jesus did. He brought, that's why we're feeling this desire to come together. And I love that you're tapping into that, because I know how connected you are with the Akashics. I know that's why I mean, we basically, I don't even know how I found you, but I found you online. You came, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is past life stuff. You know what Absolutely. I mean? There's no doubt that you and I didn't experience. Like, if you tap, I'm sure if we tapped in the Akashics, right now, I'm practically like feeling it in my body that, you know, we know each other.
Yes, absolutely. I don't remember either, to be honest with you.
I know, isn't that weird? Spirit
I've
led.
Slept since then, yeah. but I just, you know, and I love what you said about how when you had your reading with the medium, that, you know, you were going to experience spirit on so, like, all the levels and not just yeah. one or two, because as light workers and star seeds, you know, we all have the clairs available to us. However, most of us only experience spirit in one or two ways. You know, for example, clairaudience, where you can hear or even smell certain things. So I think it's really interesting that you are having this overall experience. Like, you feel it on every level. I can only imagine how exciting that is for you. It just lights you up inside.
Exciting slash overwhelming. Like, yes. It's the reason that I was diagnosed bipolar so easily. And my whole life, everybody's like, you're too sensitive, you're too dramatic, da da da, you feel too much. It's the story of my life, like, story right. of my life. So what did I do? I toned it down. That's what they do. They program us to not see our brilliance because people let it, you know, where their line is of comfort, and then they say you're too much, you're never too much. That's just them showing you their how much they want to feel, because psychic abilities are literally simultaneous with how deep you want to feel. How much do you want to feel in your body or your own personal emotions? And the gift of you choosing to dive deep into yourself is your psychic abilities are now online. Like, you turn them on. Yeah, that's what happened with me. That's what happened, because I never like saw spirits or anything like that as a kid. Like, I definitely I would say I'm as I've been learning about my abilities, telepathy is probably my strongest. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I just receive so much so quickly with telepathy, and it literally, for me, it feels like connecting, honestly, like probably in like the 10 feet around me now. I just realized it used to be like 3 feet probably of energy around me, and now it's expanded. We got a big expansion in Lionsgate. Thank you. Yes. Orion.
Right.
Yeah, and Sirius. Thank you. That was powerful. But with the telepathy, like, as a kid, like, I know I remember like feeling spirits in my room and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? As kids, we knew that Monsters Inc., like, they're showing us that they're like, there are like these energies that come to kids to scare them and like give them nightmares. Right. And if you had a lot of that as a kid, you're probably really psychic. But once I got into my 20s, I started doing mushrooms, psychedelics. I just was drawn to them. It was, and I would always pretty much do them alone, but I started seeing beings. I'm laughing because it's fun. Like Ganesh and Buddha, these are Hindi gods, but I knew who Buddha was. I mean, I'm saying like seeing with my eyes open, not like a psychedelic hallucinogen. Like, and I just thought everybody experienced this. Like, I really did. And I didn't talk about it with people really at all. As time continued in that decade in my 20s, I just continued taking psychedelics, and like a lot of my psychic abilities came online that way, but I had no clue. That's what it was. Right. Like, I started having direct contact channeling spirit, like as a literal, like, word for word conversation in my head that I was just having for hours back and forth, and didn't connect the dots. 'Cause that's how deep the mind programming is. That's how I could cry. Like, that's how deeply, when I say I could cry, that's like a wash of just purity and authenticity coming through me, where I know how profound it is. And that's, you know what I mean? Like, I say that sometimes just to let people know how like serious the statement is. And it's like, we literally, like, we're all astral projecting. We're all going back in time when we think of memories. When you see something in your mind, that's real. Your intuition is talking to you. It's just, you have to clear your channel out. And so I cleared my channel out when I got off all those pills, and I cleared my trauma. I've heard clearing trauma is the number one way to cleanse your pineal gland. Mm-hmm. And then I started connecting with Chantel, and she was like, yeah, you have all the clairs. she's like basically what you've been experiencing on mushrooms is gonna start being your normal reality.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I know. I mean, not like the like goofiness, you know, that you might feel on like psychedelics, right. But just like the ability to channel and connect, and I have started seeing stuff, not like like I've seen the Hindi gods and stuff, but like I see a lot of orbs now with my eyes open, and I've seen some beings, like, and it's more like a shadow, and then I tap and I'm like, what is that, you know? But like, because it would be really overwhelming for it all to turn on, like,
right.
I mean, it kind of did, but like, you know,
right. So of the awakenings that I mentioned, you would say yours was pretty intense then.
And it just keeps going, and it's but yeah, I mean, like, there was moments where I literally like was like, what, like, oh my god, no, like, so many times, just like, and then it's like, oh my god, everything is backwards here. Like, wait, what I learned in school is not like like even right. how I think of myself isn't correct. Ah!
It's like the rabbit hole that keeps on going. You know, right? You never reach the bottom of it.
Yeah. And that's when I had to create a foundation of faith. I really did. And for me, that was connecting with God and my personal connection with God from within. Because anything I started realizing, everything external, and I'm not judging at all, but I just feel like where I stood after what I discovered, that everything outside of me felt like a risk, and the best mm-hmm. that I needed to go within and connect with God. And especially and I did, like, that was one thing that Chantel, that's the medium who I spoke to, brought in my life, was connecting me with my ancestors. Like I met my great-grandfather Willard, who I never met in this life, but he's my spirit guide who brought me into this world and will take me out and is with me all the time. And God, I could cry all of a sudden, it just washing in, that's his energy. But he came to me in my, when Chantel channeled him and like brought us together. And it was like, she told me, she's like, you have this whole team of angels, like of the highest and love always, who want to work with you and your family members, but you have to allow them in. So I'd gone 37 right. years of my life not allowing them in because I didn't know. It's right. a real, they won't work with you guys. Your spirit guides of the highest and light and love always set that boundary. That's just, you've got to. Always right. of love. Like, put your hand on your heart and say, this is of my God. Like, God, like, this is of my angels, my guides. And they want to work with all of us, but you have to connect with them because free will is a thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I wanted to kind of backtrack a little bit. So you mentioned that when you were a child, you were just really sensitive. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people and probably a lot of people that listen to this podcast resonate with that because I too was sensitive shamed. Growing up, you're too sensitive, you know, you cry at the drop of a hat, but you feel things so deeply. Yep. And you know, you it's like you don't realize it until later, but
yeah, no,
you realize like just how incredibly sensitive you are, not just to emotions but energy, and that energy has always been prevalent. And it's almost like, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I could kick myself for not listening to that energy and not allowing that to speak to me more boldly and loudly than it did, because I was so conditioned and suppressed for so long.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's a tactic by the darkness, the they, whatever we want to call it, to hide us from ourselves. I believe we are the powerful ones, we are the ones with the ability to create this reality, and we are, but yes. we, a lot of us, like you say, like we're told we're too much, we're told we're too sensitive, so we turn those parts of ourselves off and we shame ourselves, and that's the biggest spell really being cast. And guess what though, I'm not afraid or worried about it because we have the power to free ourselves from that spell. We just have to see that it's going on. And then we have to step into this new part of ourselves where we empower ourselves and we mm-hmm. trust ourselves and we believe in ourselves. And that all comes from within. We can't
absolutely.
Go, yeah, and no external validation necessary. I don't need people to believe me or be on my side. Like, I just needed to discover who I was. And that was really done when I just started to feel, and I turned those, you know, I freed myself. I broke through the chains I had put on myself, and I had to see that I did it. And that's going into shame, you know, yes. like for me, especially like with the anger outburst issues that I had, particularly in my 30s, late 20s and 30s. Once I got the bipolar diagnosis, and I made a video once called The Danger of the Diagnosis, because imagine mm-hmm. being diagnosed for almost a decade, bipolar, an unfixable condition. And bless my partner's heart, because he's been with me for 9 years through all of this.
Oh, wow.
I would fight with him and scream and rage and go, there's nothing we can do about this. This is who I am. I'm going to cry. This is who I am. And there's nothing I can do about it. And mm-hmm. that was it, because they tell you you're unfixable. And I never had bipolar. I don't believe in these conditions anymore. I don't mm-hmm. I don't believe in these labels. Borderline personality, you can heal from. They do allow you to heal from that. But I still don't believe in these labels. They're just matrix labels to me. I am just Kara. I am the energy essence of Kara. I am not a label. And I see how dangerous it was to give myself that bipolar label because it took over my life. Yeah. And I allowed it. And if you think of shame, I had to look back on like 8 years. Well, I'm really crying, but this is good because I do this. I very fluidly feel now. It's pure, it's authentic, it's real. We all need to be doing this, feeling in real time. But looking in that shame I caused, I bulldozed my life down. Like, I literally had. And I had to go in there and go, I was never bipolar. I made myself bipolar. I chose to take on that label. I chose to quote unquote trust the experts. I chose to take 30,000 pills I never needed. And that's okay, because it became my masterclass. It became my superpower and it activated me. And I thoroughly believe, and I've tapped in the Akashics and I know this, that I contracted my life exactly as it is, especially my overcoming the mental health industry and learning how to, remembering how to heal myself, because I was going to write my memoir, Here Comes Trouble, and share my story with the world to help everybody else know that we free ourselves. We heal That's ourselves right. and we are the powerful ones. We are all amazing. All of us. We all chose to come to Earth right now for the awakening. We're the rainbow warriors. We are the hope for this planet. And it's time to empower yourself. Like Beck says, it's time for us to get together. All of us. No matter if we think differently, it's time for us to rise up in love and to raise the vibration here so that we can just be with our families and enjoy life and have a good time.
Yes. Amen, sister. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel like I just went to church or something.
I know. Jesus with me. I'm telling you.
There you go. There you go. Yes. Jesus is my homeboy.
Mine too.
You remember those shirts back
in the
90s?
Yeah, I want one. I'm glad you said I'm going to get one because that's another spell. I didn't grow up going to church. I definitely wavered, is God real, throughout my life, you know, and lost that connection and brought that connection. And one of the things I never expected was that Jesus would come into my life like he had.
Right.
And it's so beautiful. Like, I mean, I couldn't even say Jesus Christ comfortably. And that's part of the spell, because I've heard when you say his name, you are protecting yourself fully. You cleanse out all demonic energies around you just by calling in the energy of Jesus Christ. He's that powerful.
Yes.
And it's a spell for people to not think it's cool or to tie it to just the church. And I just don't agree with how the church has been portraying Jesus, at least to people on the outside, like the way it just didn't jive with me that way, because I didn't agree with, like, for example, that certain people couldn't get married, gay people couldn't get married in the church, yet they want me to like Jesus. Jesus believes that? No, like, that doesn't feel right. But then I do channeling sessions with people now. And I was doing a channeling session for someone a few months ago, and Jesus came in as a guide for her. And I'm telling you, for someone who channels, like, I had never contacted Jesus. I'd never tried. He had never. Can you believe that? How wild that is? Just never, nothing. And then he comes in and he came in for her with a message for her that it was time to, like, for everyone to reframe how they saw him, reestablish their relationship with Jesus. And he never left. He stayed with me as energy, and I feel him with me. I practically see him sitting on the couch. Like, he came to me and he's been teaching me so much. Like, you guys, connect with your guides, because they will communicate with you and educate you throughout the day, whether or not you realize it. Like, we all have these clairs that are on, and I'm just saying, like, this is coming through. Like, you know what I mean, Beck? How do you receive, like, where you feel when you work with your guides that they're teaching you, like, at night, and they're teaching you during the day, like, mentoring?
Oh, yes.
You? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mentoring. Yes. That's a great word. yes. I'm primarily clairaudient and clairsentient. And so I feel them around me, and I experience them in a myriad of ways. You know, it's never, you know, and it usually depends on who it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
as the way that they come through to me. But yes, I have also channeled Jesus as well. You know, and you were talking about, you know, how the church has, like, altered our perception of him and the stigmas that are attached to him. you know, he once told me, he said, you know, I never meant to be worshipped.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, you know, I.
No, he said the same thing to me. That's why I'm laughing really yeah, strongly, and, really strongly. Yes. Yeah.
And all this dogma that's been created around it is it can be very dangerous in a lot of ways, because it's that is our conditioning. That is yep. what has gotten us into this mess. And, you know, as you said, carrying so much shame. And so I know you said you weren't raised religious, but I was raised Catholic. And so mm-hmm. Catholic guilt is real.
It's a real thing. Yeah, it is.
And
I don't have it, but I've observed it a lot. Of
yeah,
people.
So you
yeah,
know what I'm
real.
Talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, unprogramming that guilt and shame out of my existence, out of my awareness, out of my thought process has been, it has not been easy. Because, you know, as a person of faith, as a person whose faith is automatically strong because of just that inner knowing that I refuse to deny my entire life, it has also been almost an Achilles heel just trying to, you know, I guess, course correct myself, you know, throughout my awakening process.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I shame and guilt are the what like shame's the lowest vibration, right? And
yes.
we're really like, if you think of like the third dimension or dimensions and densities and energy, they're trying to root us in shame.
Yes.
And they're trying to root us, and also money, I think, is the root of all evil too. Like that's, you know, tied in there too. And then guilt, and it's like, if you keep people there, it's like when you get into a little bit of credit card debt and or like your grade point drops, it's really hard to bring the grade up. And it seems like it's really hard to get out of that credit card debt. Well, it's a lot of work at first when you got to pull yourself up from clearing from guilt and shame and all that. Cause it's like, you're literally in the bullshit. Like,
right,
like
right.
I had to look at like, oh my God, I've been screaming at people I love for a decade for no reason. And like, I've been hurting myself and I'm the one making myself miserable, which is great because that means I hold the keys to making myself happy.
Amen.
But you have to go, I held the keys to make myself happy and for 10 years didn't, you know, like you have to. So like mm-hmm. But you do that, you feel that and you release that shame, that guilt, and you immediately start ascending up. You get lighter.
Yes.
Everything does. It's a real thing. This ascension, this awakening is a real thing. There's so many skeptics out there now that I've been awake for a while. Because at first when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know the Age of Aquarius is coming. I had never heard of the Great Awakening. I didn't know what ascension was. I didn't know what anything was. And it was all happening to me. But
yes.
I had to go, like, I had to be like, why do I have an expansion of love all of a sudden? Why do I not want to fight all of a sudden? Like, what is going on with me? And then I connected with the group. It was like, have you heard of ascension? And I was like, ascend what? And it's like, no, like, it's a real thing. Like, you guys, people yeah. are like, I know, and I tap into this, that I am supposed to be like, you guys, people actually will be waking up. Don't worry. Like I woke up against all odds. Like, and so we can do this, you guys. You can go into your shame. You can go into your guilt. You can feel whatever's rooting you. Basically, whatever makes you most comfortable. Why don't you go there and love yourself and feel it today? And above that, and your life's going to start flowing easier. It's really true. Like energy, aside from us being kept from ourselves and like our psychic abilities and believing in ourselves, I think the next like big secret is energy. And like, this is an energetic world. It's being created by energy. We are the batteries.
Right.
We just need to start consciously creating our life.
Absolutely. Yes. We are the creators. We are not the creators, but we are creators.
Right. We are not the highest creator. I don't, at least that's just, you know, I call it God. And that is, he is, you know, that energy mm-hmm. that is the creator. And I don't want to be that. Honestly, I'm super happy with not being God. Like, that's fine with me. You know what I mean? Like, I know I create my life. When I say like,
right.
I'm a creator, I mean, like, I'm the one who creates happiness in my life by actively doing things to do that. But yeah, I definitely like to clarify, do not feel I am the ultimate creator of everything.
Right.
I'm no, that to me, that's a dangerous route.
Absolutely.
Actually.
And, you know, just acknowledging that the creator lives within each of us and mm-hmm. we have that divine spark within us. That right there, knowing that, you know, and if you listen to my previous episode, we were talking about self-sovereignty, just allowing and honoring that piece of ourselves to come through and shine through, just like you were saying, like, you know, you suddenly tapped into this divine love and it permeated every aspect of your life, so much so that, you know, you even had love for somebody you considered an enemy.
Number one, public enemy number one.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like, you guys, that's a great thing to do, is a loving kindness meditation to not just yourself, which is send yourself love, success, health, to be free from suffering, peace. Then spend a moment offering it to whoever's bothering you or whoever you don't like in this world. It's going to feel disgusting, but I promise you, you won't always feel that way. And you'll have a shift where you're like, you'll go, this is what I did. I asked my guides, I'm like, why would I ever want Donald Trump to be happy? And they were like, you want everyone to be happy, Kara. You want this whole world to be successful and to rising up. Like, if your president is not happy and not successful, that's not good for the way he's leading the world. You get, like, it's just like, we really do. And that's why it's important, for no matter where you stand in this world on all these issues that you could take a side on, like, let's just all come together and love each other right now. Like, let's just do that for, let's just try that.
Right. Absolutely. That, I guess I'm a hippie, because that's kind of how I feel about things.
Yeah.
I'm like, good. Hey man, it's cool, man. Like, let's all come together.
I love it. Well, I love you. And you have such a beautiful love, like, signature to you. You're so, you're welcoming. Like, I would love to, if we live closer, I'd invite myself over for dinner.
Right. I mean, I'm an okay cook. You can come on.
I just feel like your house is full of love. Like, it just, and that's obviously, like, again, I think energy is this really powerful thing. Well, how are we all finding each other? Like, we all live all around the world. The star seeds, the light workers, the rainbow warriors, whatever you want to say. We are the volunteers. We're all finding each other, and it's energy. Like, we think right back, how did you and I meet? Well, energy, our angels obviously were like, okay, it's time for Kara and Beck to meet and connect. So yes, you came in my algorithm probably.
Yes, probably so. That's we're going to say that that's what happened.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's miraculous. If you think, yes, like, people, it's like miracles are happening every day, every second, all the time.
Yes, they are. Amen. And, I mean, you have to believe that they're real, you know?
Yep.
Because, I mean, just the fact that we're here is a miracle. That we are able, yes, to communicate and speak to one another is a miracle. And I think that we've forgotten that, you know, we've been so wrapped up in the travesties of the world and the tragedies, you know, and as you said, you know, we all have soul contracts and we're all playing those things out. We agreed to these things before we incarnated into Earth, and acknowledging that these soul contracts are, you know, they're not, what's the word? Like, they can be negotiated. Mm-hmm. And we, yeah, can, we're not all tied to one outcome, because, no, and that's another rabbit hole we can go down, is our timelines that we choose.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be, you know, the, I guess, the victim of our circumstance, mm-hmm, or we can choose to, you know, be our own hero and rise, yeah, above and, navigate ourselves to that higher timeline.
Absolutely. No, that's when I had my baptism in June. I wrote this chapter on this where I that day, it's actually tried killing myself. The only time I ever did, it was June 2020, right after I got off all my pills and I was just starting to wake up just a little. And I got off my antidepressant and I tried a suicide attempt, and I never ever had. I'd always had suicide ideation, which is the thought, but I'd never planned, never acted it out. And, mm-hmm, I found out when you come off, be careful, everybody, when you come off antidepressants, it's a side effect for suicide ideation and attempt. Mm-hmm. Like, it's scary. It's awful. All of the hardcore pills I ever took for mood stabilizers and all of those pills, antidepressants, the hardest to get off. You get brain zaps. It's awful. I get it now. Like, we can let everybody let their minds wonder why. But anyways, so I went and I did this. I went to the psychedelic mushrooms because that's been very healing for me in that day. And I gave myself to God. I was like, okay, I tried killing myself today after getting off these pills, getting this hope that I'm not sick. And then this happens. And I was like, I need to be with God. Like, I needed to go right to God. And at that time it was taking the mushrooms. And so I did. And I had this experience where I woke up, and again, this is my eyes open, and I see about 12 God like beings around me staring at me, and they go, "Oh, you did it. You woke up this time. We've been waiting lifetimes for you to wake up." And it was like they were just cheering and clapping and like so proud of me. I don't know if you can feel that energy right now that's suddenly coming through. That's the Orion Council of the Light. And that's who that was. And I am of the Orion Council of Light. They are of me. That is my soul. Like, my connection with the Orion star system and those beings is like, that's where I'm from. That's like me. And that's who that was. But they showed me that they go, "This is the lifetime where you remember." They go, "This is the lifetime when you remember how to heal yourself." They're like, "This is the lifetime you do it, Kara, that you become fully conscious." And I didn't know what that meant. I hadn't woken up yet. And my human hadn't woken up yet. I had no clue what any of that meant. Like, you're talking about timelines. That, you understand, like, how much I shifted my timeline? Like, I literally, like, quantum physics is real, and like, you can literally change your soul contracts. You can, because I must have been on a contract possibly that I didn't wake up. Like, I don't know. I'm sure there's that timeline was out there. Absolutely. And obviously it happened a ton. But this time I did something miraculous and I woke up. Like, I chose to be fully conscious this life and remember how to heal myself. Like, we are the creators of our reality in the sense that a thought can change your timeline. One choice can change your timeline. Like, quitting your job because you've just had it and you don't know what you're going to do can completely put you on the right path. Like, you, by following our hearts and following what we feel and really honoring that, going into the unknown, like, you could be heroically putting yourself on the highest optimal timeline and you don't even realize it, but you just got to try.
Right. Absolutely. And to that end, you know, what in the same, I guess, file folder of what we're talking about. So we're talking about awakening. What are some advice that you could share with people who are newly awakened? Because, I mean, I would consider, you know, everything that happened to you happened, you know, in the last year. And so,
yeah,
you're not too recently awakened, but you've awakened, you know, within this last year or so.
Yeah.
What is some advice that you would give somebody who is, you know,
totally. It's like, I can barely not talk. Yeah. So the first thing is, don't try to wake other people up.
Like, oh, let people be.
That was exhausting for 2 months. And you look crazy to people who aren't awake. Like, imagine me waking up during the like election and like suddenly be like, "I'm not voting at all. I want nothing to do with this." And like, everybody was like, "What happened to her? She was like hardcore, like, you know," and just all, I was just like, but just like, don't try to like wake everybody up right away. Like, everybody has to wake themselves up. That you can't wake people up. It's impossible. You can help guide people, but the best thing you can do is shine your light as bright as possible. So that is just like being happy and learning to meeting yourself and just plug into self-love fully. When you wake up, this is your awakening. It's not about anybody else around you. It's about you. And then the other thing is be fluid, because in the last year, and again, like, Jesus just came into my life. Like, you know, like, there were so many phases. Like, first of all, about mind programming. Then I learned about the trafficking and the dark stuff. And then I learned about the technologies that were hidden. And then I learned about the history that was wrong. There's all these phases that you go through. And just, you got to be fluid, like you're floating on a raft, and just observe, because things change all the time. And that's why we have to have space for people too, to change their minds, because I don't really think the awakening ever stops. Like, I got this like feeling when I first woke up that was telepathic from my guides when they really started talking to me, and they were like, "Yeah, girl, nothing is really correct here on Earth. Like, everything's backwards." I was like, "Huh?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" And now I'm like, maybe up is down and down is up. I don't know. Maybe left is right and right is left. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, things are, it's just like, and everything unravels, and you just don't want to get, you want to allow yourself to be fluid. So you're awakening, you're a flower. You don't want to stop blooming before you've fully opened your leaves. So just let yourself open as you need to. And then when it comes to awakening to your psychic abilities, take your time. Because as Chantel told me, when I was like, oh, I'm ready to see stuff now, it's like, no, you probably aren't. Your guides are going to, you don't want to go crazy. You know what
right.
I mean?
It's too much to process.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. Like, and one of my abilities is the emotions. Like, excuse me, I guess that's clairsentience, where I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be doing a channeling session and I'll literally,
It's cool. It's cool.
And I'll tap in. Someone will tell a story or they're processing something, and I literally feel the exact thing they feel, even mm-hmm. though it's not, and that's part of what I'm pretty certain. I'm positive I was experiencing this before, and I'm sure a lot of you are, where people say you're being, why are you feeling that way? That's, you're overreacting. Well, you're probably tapping into someone else's feeling. It's not yours.
Right.
So
right.
It's intense. And even like when I tell a story, I basically cry every podcast I do. Like, I just I know I'm going to, it's just a matter of when. And I'm glad I already did it on yours. but it's powerful because I'm sending a vibration out to anybody listening, right. And it's a depth. So it's a gift. But again, right. Very intense, right? Like, some people go years without crying. When I took lithium, it was like I went years without crying. When I took lithium, it's just a pill for bipolar. It's for mania. It numbs you, basically. It makes you not care about anything. You can't cry. Mm. It's the weirdest feeling. You want to cry, like something sad will happen, and you just, like, I would look at someone just straight face and be like, say something mean to my boyfriend, like straight face. And then would be really sad. He might cry. And I would just stare there and I couldn't cry. And look at how I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to feel in real time very much. So it can be a lot when you step into your abilities, into your gifts. So give yourself space. Don't become too attached to anything. Be fluid. Don't try to wake other people up. Tap into yourself. Fully love yourself and start creating. Eventually you're going to get to a point where you're like, what do I do? You start creating. And yes. And then you go, well, what do I create? You do what you love.
Right.
I don't know what that is. Well, then you just start trying things, because guess what? And Beck knows this too. You're going to start tapping into things you did in past lives that you're really good at, or get your attention that you didn't know that you did. And it's going to be an activation for you. And then all of a sudden you're like me, like, I'm making all these reels online with like self-help tips. I never knew I would ever do anything like that. I just started doing it because I needed to share things, and it's fun. You just follow your heart, and it's going
to,
and Jesus will guide you and will take you where you need to be right now. Just tap into that frequency of love.
Yeah. And absolutely. And Jesus will be like sitting on your couch and be like, let's go do some cool stuff today.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus is so cool. Like, that's part of the programming. They make you think he's a nerd. They make you
he's
think he's
so
not cool.
He's literally the coolest. Yeah.
He is like the ultimate, and he's so magical. And I bought my first Bible, and I'm actually going to read it after we turn talking. I'm loving it because it makes sense to me now. And I can't believe that I wasn't allowing this beautiful energy into my life before. But again, I also can't believe that I held the keys my whole life to make myself happy, and I didn't unlock that door for 37 years. Mind programming is real. Like, it's not us. We're living in a world that's literally trying to keep us rooted in shame and guilt and money and fear. And guess what, guys? You free yourself. You have that power. And where do you start? With one thing. And what is that? Loving yourself.
Yes. Amen. Amen, sister.
I know, maybe I should start preaching.
Come to church with us.
I know. I finally want to go to church, but I'm just like, I got to make sure I find a church, though, that like I really would like speak to my heart, you know? And that's why there's
it resonates,
so many.
Yes.
And we all have, and it's wonderful that there's so many, because we're all so different. And I would never judge anybody else's church. You know what I mean? That's that thing where we all can come together. And it's like, there's just too many of us on this planet for us to ever think we'd all be in total alignment on everything. That's just not a possibility.
Amen. So another question that I have for you is, my podcast is dedicated to the pursuit of purpose. How has your perception of your purpose changed since you woke up?
1,000%. Again, this is the accidental psychic. I always knew I was going to write a book, because my guides told me in a mushroom trip like 15 years ago, you're going to be writing your memoir. And I was 25 and I was like, really? About what? What? Like, no, that's a joke. So I started trying to write for a long time. And then I thought I was writing a book about being bipolar for bipolar people. Then I thought I was writing a book about awakening. And then I thought I was writing a book about sacred healing. And then I thought I was writing a book about psychic abilities. And all of a sudden I'm channeling instrument. I mean, the book just grew and grew and grew as I continued to wake up. So my purpose was, like, before I was just, you know, living a life for myself as a human, just, you know, trying to survive every day, I guess. And now I'm like, wait, I'm devoting my life to God. I'm devoting my life to the awakening. Like, every single thing I do, I want to do with purpose to help elevate this world. And, like, this book is now so important to me because I have a story to tell. I really do have a story to tell. It's about a quantum awakening. It's a real thing. And so my purpose, and also my purpose online, like, I had left social media in, like, 2016. I'm a musician, so I had a band account, but that was literally just to, like, for shows and to say, oh, an album's come out or whatever. And I left otherwise because it just depressed me. I would feel like shit. I would go online and see Kim Kardashian on a yacht, and I was like, my body doesn't look like that, and I don't have a yacht, and I couldn't do. And
I have zero yachts.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I haven't even. My waist isn't ribless. Oh, I eat food still. No, you know what I mean. And right. So I left, and then what happened is last year Lionsgate. I was waking up. It was 2020, and I was last year in August. I was like, you know what? I want to be authentic with Lionsgate Energy. I was like, I want to be myself. Like, I'm gonna start in this book again. And I'm going to start sharing. And I created Here Comes Trouble, which is my Instagram handle with a little XO on the end. And I started sharing. And that was a huge change for me when I woke up. Was like, I'm coming back to social media and I'm going to share my awakening. And I'm going to share this part of me. And like I had an intention that was really, really strong with coming back online. And it was that I want people to come on my page and feel better about themselves when they leave. I want to elevate people if they happen to pop on my page, because I am not here to contribute to the low vibration of social media. I am here to elevate social media if I am coming back on. So that was a huge shift for sure. And my purpose, like, is sharing this awakening. And honestly, like, I'm serious. Like, I know I can tap into this for myself. I'm positive I came back for this awakening. My soul did, was like, okay, I can help. That's right. I can help. I'm a healer. I'm an energetic healer. Like, I've done this in so many different lives. Like, it's why I masterclassed what I did. I knew I could, and I knew it would activate the remembrance in me to help share with others, to help guide them. But I'm devoting my life is devoted to the awakening, to this mission, like, to God's mission to awake, you know, like, that's the big change now. I didn't have purpose before. I was living just for Kara and just trying to survive. And now I'm selflessly, like, standing in front of God, like, with my arms open and my chest up to the air, like, what can I do as your servant to help? Like, that's it. Like, let's do it. I'm here. I'm in the body. I'm activated. I'm your warrior of love. Like, God, use me for this awakening. That's where I'm at now.
I love that. it's almost like it's purposeful action, because you're very action oriented. Like, you run with your ideas, and I admire that. I mean, you know, we were talking about things we never thought we would do. I never thought I'd have a podcast in my entire life. You know, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, and it's amazing how. You know, our awakening can push us so far out of our comfort zone and make us do things that we probably thought were crazy or out of our wheelhouse.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I never, ever thought I'd be channeling people's past lives. I never thought I would be talking about interdimensional beings in public and how I've blasted up onto a light ship. This is a real that's a whole nother part, and it's in my book that we didn't even dive into, but like I have learned, like, what, and it's my experiences, like, that this world, like, that life exists beyond this world. God is real. Jesus is great. Interdimensional beings are a real thing. You know, we do live in a simulated universe of sorts, however you want to see it. Things aren't, like, this is going on, and there's no way I can't share this with everybody, because I have been spending my life just wanting to feel better and be happy and comfortable and at peace, and learning all this ugly, crazy stuff actually has brought more peace and stability into my heart.
I love that.
And it's all rooted with faith. I just keep coming back to the foundation of faith.
Yes.
It's about us coming back to God. It really is.
Absolutely.
And our bodies, just surrendering. We are a temple. Yeah. And we are a temple. And I really want to stress to people, like, yes, you can go to church. You can do whatever to find God if that works for you. But I want to let everyone know I found God within. Like, I went into the temple of Kara and God was right there waiting for me. It was, he's like, he was like, girl, you've had a direct line to me. You just need to make the call.
Yes. And we all have that direct line.
We do. We all do. Yeah.
Well, speaking of your book, please share with everybody how they can find you. Tell us a little bit about when your book is dropping and your social media, your website, and all of that good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm my book is called Here Comes Trouble, and it's publishing September 22nd, and will be on Amazon and all the things like that. And you can find me as Here Comes Trouble XO on Instagram. And also I have a YouTube channel that's Kara Mosier, and I have probably like 60 videos on there, like from my podcast and just like videos where I'm talking about like feeling and guided music meditations too. I'm also a musician, and I'm going to be creating more stuff with music soon. I have a podcast, Let's Be Friends, and that's Let's Be Friends podcast online on Instagram and on all platforms, Let's Be Friends. And I'm talking about all sorts of different avenues of the awakening. But you can literally just probably Google Kara Mosier and find me somehow, if it's my music or photography or like Beck and I found each other. Your angels will bring you to me.
That's right. That's right. Your algorithm, your angelic algorithm. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
I love that. Well, Kara, thank you so, so much for being on the podcast today. I have thoroughly enjoyed hearing your story and sharing your passion for the awakening with everyone. It's such a significant time that we live in.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Thank you so much, Beck, for having me on here. I was honored when you asked me. I've been really excited all week and then all morning to come on and chat with you. And I feel like so much love. And I'm excited to move forward in the next part of my day, just because I feel so full right now. So thank you for having me on. And thank you for having this podcast and for everything you do.
Thank you, Kara. I just love your beautiful heart so much. I feel the exact same way about you. You know, keep shining your light, and, you know, hopefully people will see that and it will light them up.
Yes, that is what we're all doing. That's what we're here for, is to shine our lights as bright as we can, because together we are the light of the world.
Amen, sister.
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in today. If you have any questions, or if there's someone that you would like to see be on the podcast, please reach out to me at Akashic_Beck on Instagram, or you can visit my website, akashicbeck.com. And we hope you have a wonderful, beautiful, angelic week.
Yes.